Aleichu, Chelek Beis Tav Reish Samech Daled. The third statement, Aleichem Yishim Ekra, I call to you, Yishim, it's a fairly unusual word in Tanakh. Omar Rabbi Berechia, Elu Talmidei Chachomim, Shedomi Lenashim, Ve'isin Gibura Ka'anashim. It's an allusion to Talmidei Chachomim, who in some respect resemble women, we'll see just now, a certain weakness, and nonetheless they are mighty as men. The author explains, Adku amarnu ki hakenisa lechayei aliyah hi ma'apecha. We've thus far said that entering a life of growth, Torah growth, is a transformation, it's a revolution. Kan hinelu lomdim davar chadash, what's being introduced here, something new, ki hachayim beseich hatira hi ma'apecha tmidis. There's a certain element of continuous transformation when one lives within Torah, as follows. Talmid chacham ze shurach kechem'a. You come across Talmid Chacham, he is as soft as butter, b'midoisav. This is a comparison to the women. Savlan, vatran, anoach l'beriyois. He's very soft towards people, a lot of patience, a lot of forbearing. And yet, uvmile deshmaya, hu yise ma'ase gvura v'niye kashik yavazel. When it comes to mile deshmaya, he acts with might, he becomes as hard as steel. Nilcham milchamtah shel Torah b'chol chrifus ha'das. He fights the wars of Torah with sharpness of mind, belishum pesheros uviturim, without any compromises. Koyach hipuch zehu me'etzim chayei Torah. This power of transformation is inherently in Torah. It's not something that's peripheral. It is part and parcel of the Torah. Kach bi'er hagera hadesha b'skuf yudaled. The Gemara there says, Ezu tamid chacham. The Gemara describes Talmid Chacham as a person who can turn his tunic, a certain garment, correctly, which is obviously not meant literally. It seems not to be, because it doesn't take much to be able to wear the garment correctly. So the Gemara there explains, Shamidoisim Chalukoi Shel Ha'adam. The Gemara is referring to the Midois. That's what is meant by the tunic. This is in Even Shleima Siman Daled. The Gemara is hinting to this idea, a definition of Talmid Chacham, an element of the definition at least, that he has this ability to turn around his midois. And the author explains further. This chidush should not be difficult, don't find it difficult. This idea that the ability to transform, to revolutionize, is part and parcel of Torah life. Rak lamaschil bechayei Torah. It's only to beginners. Nidmesh imu kvar zachal leikanes lechayei Torah kvar nigmera mapechas chayav. To beginners, it seems that if they've entered a life of Torah, that's the end of the transformation, the upheaval in their lives. It's not so. Kvar nisba'er b'feka shelishi, we explained above, ki atenua hatemidis imesimanei achayim. One of the more obvious symptoms, indications of life, is constant motion, constant movement. This transformation also, it is not concluded all at once. It continues throughout a person's life. The Talmid Chacham will always find within himself certain midos that need to be transformed to good. The gloss is explicitly on this pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Daled, pasuk Yud Gimel. Hachazek b'musar al teref. Hold on to Musar. Do not let go. Notzra ki chayecha. Guard it. It is your life. Vezele shenosham. We quote directly. Echoiz es ha-musar she'ischal daboy. Hold on to the Musar that you've began with. Us chazek es etzmecha b'musar. Strengthen yourself in Musar. Al teref afilu sha'a chas. Do not let go even for a moment. Al teref es etzmecha min ha-musar. Notzra, guard it. Klomar ela adereba. Tesif tamid gedarim mitzvos el ha-musar. Not just to maintain what there is, but to add all sorts of gedorim to one's musar, ki chayecha, ki ma she'adam chay, the purpose of a person's life, ukedei lishbor hamida shelo yishabar ad hena, is in order to break midos ra'ois that he hasn't yet broken, ve'lochen tzarech tamid leischazek, and that's why this needs constant effort. Ve'im lo yischazek, lama lo yichayim? If not, why is he alive? The author says, Meforashkan, ki ma'apecha shel ha-midois yavidat midis. It's explicit in the Goin, that this transformation of midois is a constant avidah, hanimsheches kol yimei chayei adam. continues as long as a person is alive. Tomid tzech liyosef echalukah. A person always has to be, in the words of the Gemara, Shabbos Kufi Dalad, a person turns his garment inside out. Another point, soida hipuch makif oida harbe yosef afichas midis perat yos miradotiv. This concept, this profound concept of transformation is far more encompassing than just taking individual midos and turning them from bad to good. Vayizkoir elokim esnoach v'goyim, the pasuk says, Omar Rabbi Shemuel ben Nachmeini, oy lahem l'resha'im shem hifchim midas harachamim l'midas hadin. They transform Hashem's midas harachamim into midas hadin. Ashreihem hatzadikim shem hifchim midas hadin l'midas harachamim. Fortunate are the tzaddikim, they managed to transform midas hadin into midas harachamim. This is cited in Rashi from Chazal in Noach Shlishi. The author explains that tzaddikim b'maaseim hatovim mehapchim hanhagas oilam shel hakadosh baruch hu midin harachamim. This is a profound statement of Chazal, that tzaddikim through the good deeds transform and completely revolutionize the way that Hashem guides the world from din to rachamim. Ad kedei kach magi yasod hipuch. That's how profound this idea is that we are discussing, that we are able to, how does one say, to manipulate, to influence HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to transform his hanhagah, the way he guides the world from din to rachamim. Ulam ha'eves sim leiv lechach ki soida hipuch tomun davka bazeh shatzadik mehapech midoisa mirelutiv. This idea is inherent specifically in the concept that the tzaddik, first of all, transforms himself. There's no magic button over here that he presses. He transforms his own midos, mirelutiv, and then. Lu yetzuyar shadam ye oived Hashem, afilu b'madgan nisa'a. If we imagine to ourselves a person who is an oived Hashem on a very elevated level, aval lo yafrich midoisav mirelutiv, but he doesn't bother to change his midos from bad to good, hu lo yafrich midas hadin l'rachamim. He will not be able to achieve this transforming of Hashem's hanhaga, because this concept, like others, works on the level of measure for measure. Hadam me'apech midoisav, gam hakadosh baruch me'apech hanagas ela miglaloi. When a person transforms his own individual midois, he can anticipate that hakadosh baruch will transform the general hanhaga of the world for him. Dalet, v'omar berechya. If you wish to pour a libation of wine on the Mizbeach, and of course, literally speaking, it's impossible when the Beis HaMikdash is not functioning, he should supply Talmidei Chachamim with yain. Shneimar, again, the same pasuk, Aleichem Ishim Ekra. It's the same Amoira from the previous statement. Megale Inyan Noisaf, he's revealing an additional aspect בקויח היפוך של תלמידי חכמים. In this power that תלמידי חכמים of transforming, הם מהפכים גשמיוס לרוחניוס. They're able to transform, take in raw material, גשמיוס, and produce רוחניוס. כמו שאדם מביא בהימה לקורבן, similar to that process, a person brings a בהימה, ועל ידי זריקס הדם, העלאס האימורים, מנסוך היין, through the process of the korban, the sprinkling of the blood, burning of the organs and pouring of the wine, zeichim lekapara v'kivas Hashem. Somehow, the outcome of such a physical process is kapara, closeness to Hashem. Kach gam tamil chacham, in the same way, tamil chacham, me'apech achila u'shesia gashmis, it takes this most physical, perhaps, of all processes, eating and drinking, and it transforms them, lekachoy sochanim shel das u'svuna, into spiritual forces of knowledge, understanding, closeness to Hashem. Hu asher mevayer mesilas yeshirim b'tek hakedusha. He explains over there, the Ramchal, ki atalmidei chachamim hakedushim b'darchehem uv'chol ma'asem hem mamash kemikdash uchmizbeach. The holy ways of talmidei chachamim are tantamount. They are like the mikdash lemizbeach. Mipnei sheshechina shira alehem kmo she'asa shira b'mikdash mamash. The divine presence rests upon these talmidei chachamim as it did in the mikdash. And therefore, physical substances brought near them are like physical substances brought to the Mizbeach. Filling the throat of the Talmid Chacham with yain is like filling the particular utensil that the Kohanim used with yain on the Mizbeach. The general idea here, this is the Ramchal still, the concept of Kedusha is that a person is so attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ad shebeshum maaseh asher yaseh lo yipared velo yazuz mimni yizbarach. There's no action that he does that separates him, that detaches him from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ad sheyoseh yisalu hadvarim hagashmiim asher yishamshu lechad mitashmishav bema shemishtamesh bahem mima shehu yored midvekuso maaloseh vishtamshu bindvarim gashmiim. So that when he is using physical object, rather than they pulling him down, he pulls them up. The author says, "Hari zoi midas hakedusha." That's what the Machal defined it. La'foich gashmius l'ruchanius. You've just learned that kedusha is really this ability to transform physical entities into ruchanius. Aledeh advekusa chazaka v'atmidis ba'abuire, through constant and strong attachment to the Creator. V'zoi midasam shel tamidei chachamim. This is what marks a tamid chacham. Zeu techum chadash b'sodei puch. This is a completely new area of the concept, the broader concept of hipuch that we've been discussing. Vegam hu na'utz b'madagaz achim shel ha'Torah. That also is rooted in the grade of life of the Torah, that higher level of life. Lo yidai she'ha'adam misal lechem yosek v'maledei ha'Torah k'desha. It's not enough, as it was before, that the individual rises to a higher level of life, a higher grade of life through the Torah. That's not enough. Ela hu me'apech gam divrei ha'oilam shu ba b'magayim ha'im migashmiyus sam v'ruchaniyus. He is able to take physical objects in the world that he comes into contact with and transform them from gashmius to ruchanius. Hey, the Omar Rabbi Berechia, im roi adam shetorah pesekes mizaroi, if a person sees that Torah ceases from his progeny, yisa bas tamid chacham, he should marry a bas tamid chacham. Shenemar, he quotes a pasuk, im yezkin ba'oretz shoshoi, if his root grows old, uv afar yamus gizoi, his trunk dies in the ground, mereach mayim mefreach vasak atzir kmoi neta. He'll flourish from, so to speak, the fragrance of the water. Masha writes here that Rabbi Bechir is not suggesting that a person should marry another woman in addition to his wife, as it seems to say here, because he's seeing that Torah is ceasing from his progeny. It seems to suggest that he's married and that he should marry another woman. Masha says not so. The idea here is that he should marry off his son to a daughter of a Tamid Chacham. That fragrance of Torah that she brings with her from her father's household, will cause to flourish this son of his, who is now the husband, from whom Torah is almost ceased. He'll be transformed into a fresh sapling. The chidush over here is ki reach Torah leva, just the whiff of the Torah, just the fragrance, mesugal achayos adam beruchanius, is able to rejuvenate a person's ruchanius, asher shorshei betorah kvayizkinu meis bavah, whose root is already old and described in the pasuk as dying in the ground. Ein mayim ela Torah, often Torah is compared to water. V'gam mereach mayim efreach, even from the scent of water, he will flourish. The sense of a smell seems to be the most subtle of the sensory modalities. We've discussed this idea before, that Ruchanius is a sense of smell. At that point he was blind, he couldn't see. He merely smelled the fragrance of the garments of Yaakov when Yaakov walked into his tent to get the bracha. The karabi spalus, and he called out. This is Parshas Toldos. Re'ei, reach b'ni kireach sadeh shebrichu Hashem. See, the fragrance of my son is like the fragrance of a field blessed by Hashem. Shenichnesa imoy reach gan Eden. Rashi dekoet in Chazal. He brought with him the fragrance of gan Eden. V'reach zeh ya barul kol kach kilu uro ro'eu b'ayinayim. It was such an overpowering fragrance that it was as if he saw it. That's why he calls out, Re'ei, see. And we discussed this. Hamelech HaMashiach yeh moirach v'doin. From Sanhedrin to the Gimel, the sugya of Bar Koziva. We discussed this idea before, that the Melech HaMashiach will have the ability to smell and judge. V'kasuv, it's based on the Pesuk in Yeshayahu, V'harichoy b'ir'as Hashem. Isha einah yodas l'moed gemara, she may not be a Torah scholar, aval im aviha tamir chachamu, if a father is a tamid chacham, he koiletes me'abais b'kus hargasha ba'adinus eis na'agus. She will absorb, we would call this in English, through osmosis, which is of course not meant literally, But through osmosis, she absorbs from her father's home certain subtle modes of behavior, which are the reserve of Talmidei Chachamim. There are those who know how to learn well, but they don't exude this fragrance. That is a dangerous thing. Somebody who knows how to learn and the world takes him as a Talmid Chacham, but without the Reach Torah. And you could have a situation like we just described of a Bas Talmid Chacham who cannot learn Torah, but she has this Reach of Torah that she brings with her into the new home. It's sufficient, as the Gemara tells us, to take this whiff of Torah and to transform a dying root into a fresh sapling. This transformation. Of course, it goes all the more so for the Torah itself. This is the power of the sanctity of the Torah. This profound idea of transformation. This is what is hinted to in that Gemara where this phrase is used to refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mechaye Chayim. Those who had the merit of being in the company of Rabbi Yerucham, zechim ad hayom, they remember to this day. When new members joined the group, the way that the older members looked at them was as follows. Im kvar nehefcho yirshecher, have they already been transformed and become a different person? If they're not yet been transformed. That's how the old-timers used to look at the greenhorns. This was almost the only scale by which things were measured. The Ashrei Ayin Rasa, God says, fortunate is the person who saw this. Those who came there were totally transformed. In their own way, but they were transformed. This is one of the fundamentals of Torah life. To enter this idea of transformation, to become a different person. Adkan.